Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Tuesday, September the 2nd. Coming up, families consider bringing in tutors as their children still don't have a suitable school place as term gets underway. Hear from a singing star who's getting ready for a stint in Panto in Kent, and it was a very busy transfer deadline day for Gillingham. We've got details of all the comings and goings at Priestfield. But first, a bouncer's been sacked after a man was left bruised following an altercation at a nightclub in Dartford. Footage from Attic, which is on Essex Road, shows the victim being dragged and punched near the exit to the venue in the early hours of Saturday.
Jamie! Oh. He's been trapped by the hair! Oh.
Calm down! Put that one!
You can watch that video by heading to the story on the website today, and this is actually our most read story of the day. A witness claims the victim was thrown to the floor after being approached from behind. A club spokesperson has confirmed a door supervisor was let go following the incident. Well, they've also told us what happened has been reported to police and add they don't condone or support any form of excessive force. Well, Kent Police say a man in his 20s suffered bruises and swelling and went to a local hospital for medical attention. He's been contacted by officers and they're also keen to hear from anyone else with information. Witnesses can call 01474 366 149. That's 01474 366 149. And you can quote the reference 46/151. 880/25. We've got all those details within the story as well on the website.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and a man who was found hiding in a cupboard after carrying out a sex attack has been jailed. Clinton Manning attacked his victim after she fell asleep at a house party. The 39-year-old from Caxton Road has been locked up for 6 years. A Kent police officer has been sacked after pleading guilty to assaulting his partner. PC Andrew Lewis worked in the north of the county and was found to have caused both physical and mental harm to his victim. He's due back in court later this month. A Canterbury woman's been banned from keeping pets for 5 years after being found guilty of neglect. Two adult dogs and their six puppies were found in filthy conditions by an RSPCA inspector in 2024. Sadly, two of the pups have since had to be put down. 39-year-old Claire Jane Hodgson, who lives in Dorman Avenue North, has also been ordered to pay more than £750. Now, as the new term starts this week, some parents on Sheppey say their children still don't have a suitable school place. Both secondaries on the island are oversubscribed. Leanne Moore lives in Warden and is also a local councillor. Her 11-year-old daughter's been placed at the Abbey School in Faversham, more than 20 miles away. Leanne has been speaking to our reporter, Jo Crosley.
I can't physically get her there because I've got another child at primary school and a child at home with special needs that hasn't got a place, a reasonable place in a school. So for me, I've now got, as of September, out of three of my children, I've got two of them home with me and one going to school, which for my younger daughter, it's hard for her because she's going to have to go out to school and see that her sister and brother are not going. So in a personal family situation, it's going to cause, it's causing some problems because, you know, she doesn't know why her brother and sister can't go to school. She's only eight. She's not going to understand completely the situation that is going on.
From the children's perspective, how does she feel about it all? Because she must just be, she's seeing all her friends go to school.
Yeah,
and she's not. She's
not been good, to be honest with you. It's affected her mental health, her personality. It's just devastating to see it. I mean, for the last 4 months, she hasn't had a clue what she's up to. She's on the waiting list for five schools. We are just literally in limbo. She doesn't know whether she's coming or going. She wants to go out and she wants to, you know, go and get her school uniform and get ready for going to school when it's meant to be this great time of transitioning to being a bit grown up, taking yourself to school, and she's missing out, and so are the other children, because she's not the only one. And socially, again, she's going to miss out because, you know, she's not with her friends, she's not with her peers. And we'll do all we can, as parents, sort of myself and her dad, by night, they're with the local scout group and things like that, which has been a lifeline for my son, like I say, because he's been out of education since primary school, due to lack of special needs placements suitable for him. And so it's just devastating, absolutely devastating to be faced with two children out of education, due to, I don't know how to describe it, the lack of acknowledgement from KCC, just the lack of preparation for the island. They keep putting all, you know, we've got all these major housing structures, like developments going up, and just no facilities for them.
The County Council are in charge of the process to inform parents and pupils as to which school they'll be going to. And Cabinet Member for Education and Skills, Beverly Fordham, has sent us this statement.
We are acutely aware of the concerns raised by families on the Isle of Sheppey because both secondary schools are oversubscribed. However, it is important to be clear it cannot accurately be said this is KCC's fault. KCC does not control how many places schools offer or how they prioritise admissions. These decisions are made by the schools themselves in line with national legislation, and KCC cannot legally tell them what admissions decisions they should make. KCC's role is to administer the process and support families through it, which we have done fully and consistently. Every child is offered a school place, and KCC has worked directly with affected families to help them understand their options, including appeals, waiting lists and alternative schools. We continue to work with School Trust to increase capacity for future years.
Kent Online News.
Firefighters have been tackling a fire in a derelict building near Tunbridge Wells. Crews in four engines were called to the property on Vale Road in Southborough just before six last night and initially told people nearby to keep windows and doors closed because of smoke. It's not known yet how it started. To another derelict building now, this time on the High Street, and there are fears about the property on the High Street, right on the corner with North Street actually, and that it could pose a risk to public health. The former Evans store has been empty since 2017, but nearby residents say it's now overrun with pigeons. Reporter Oliver Leonard has more details for the podcast and joins me now. Oliver, thanks ever so much for being on the episode. Some residents have described this building as a health hazard. What are some of their concerns?
Well, one woman actually described the building as the most disgusting in the whole of Ashford town centre. She says she has seen 100 pigeons in the building at one time, and they look in distress and unable to get out of the building. As well as this, it is also next to an eatery, so there is some concerns over hygiene and just the general cleanliness of the area.
Now, you actually went down there to have a look for yourself. Can you tell us what you found?
Well, I went to the site last week to go and take some pictures of the building, and I can resonate with some of the residents' concerns because there was pigeon excrement all over the floor and the windows of the building. I even saw a couple of dead pigeons inside. It just looked really run down and fairly unsafe. And I think it's pretty obvious that something needs to be done about it fairly quickly.
And the owner of the building has told Kent Online the cleanup operation was being delayed by planning rules. What's the holdup then?
Well, the owner of the building actually has plans in place to transform the site into six new flats. But a few months ago, he was ordered to stop work on the building by the council, and he is currently working with them to try and get that started again. He is waiting for the listed building consent to be approved by Ashford Borough Council, and he says he is very keen to sort the mess out as soon as possible.
And has there been any response from the council?
There has currently been no response from Ashford Borough Council, but we are expected to get a comment from them at some point this week.
Oliver, thank you ever so much. You can see pictures for yourself by clicking on the story today at Kent Online. A flat in Ashford that was closed following reports of repeated violence will remain off limits. Police were called to the property in Newtown Green following complaints of drink and drug users visiting the address all hours of the day. The closure order runs until November the 27th. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of drug driving after an operation in Folkestone to tackle road safety violations. Police were joined by council officers and taxi licensing officials in Dover Road, Tontine Street and Shorncliffe Road. A total of 31 traffic offences were reported, including speeding, using a mobile at the wheel and driving without insurance. A Herne Bay woman has criticised a crematorium for handing back her 102-year-old mother's ashes in a paper bag that she's described as like you'd get from Greggs. Sandra Northend says she was shocked to receive the remains sealed with a sticky label and placed in a cardboard box. Well, funeral company Westerly say it's a nationally recognised practice, but say the feedback is important and will be used to help continually improve the care and service they provide to the bereaved.
Kent Online News.
A restaurant in Margate that was forced to close after a car crashed right through the front windows could be turned into flats. TY8 on Northdown Road was seriously damaged in June last year. A 38-year-old man was arrested and released on bail over the collision. A decision on the application to transform the site will be made later this year. An investigation's underway after a van was found upside down on a Sheppey beach. It was discovered in Minster at the weekend and had a number of penalty charge notices attached for illegal parking. Police arranged for it to be removed and say inquiries are taking place to identify the owner. It's hoped new pedestrian crossing planned for Maidstone Hospital will help ease traffic and parking problems. It'll cost £150,000 and link the hospital with the West Kent Community Diagnostic Centre, meaning patients no longer have to cross a busy road. The site has already been linked to several serious collisions. Contractors will be appointed early next year. Now, a singing superstar is getting ready for a bit of a stint in panto in Kent. Lee from Steps is going to be appearing in Sleeping Beauty at the Central Theatre in Chatham. He's going to be Prince Valiant and says he's no stranger to the Christmas tradition.
I think it might be my 15th. Yeah, I'm around there. I'm around kind of 15, professional pantomime.
I'm curious, what's that kind of switch like from going from performing with Steps to partaking in pantomimes across the
universe? I've done a mix of everything, to be rude, not bigging myself up, no, hey, check me out. But no, I've obviously being in Steps is very different because there's five of you, you are a band, you're in, you know, we're fortunate enough to be in arenas performing on tours and things like that. From the likes of doing, you know, theatre work, you know, I'm recently been in the play What I Wrote, which is in Eastbourne, so it's a very kind of Morecambe and Wise nostalgia play. I was recently doing the tour of Anne Juliet. I've done some movies. So you have to wear a different hat, I think, with every single different job that you do. So pantomime for me is more about, it's about me, it's about Lee from Steps, it's about having fun, it's entertaining the audience, and it's kind of what Steps is all about. A panto audience is very, very similar to a Steps audience. We say to people, look, any troubles in your life right now, just leave them at the door, come in, let yourself go and just have a fantastic time. That is what panto is about.
And finally, the parents of a baby who was born on the roadside in Canterbury have been reunited with the paramedics who helped deliver him. Otis made his arrival in the back of an ambulance while Mum Louisa was on her way to the QEQM in Margate. She says she can't thank the team enough. Both Mum and baby are happy and healthy.
Kent Online Sports.
Football, and it was a very busy transfer deadline day at Gillingham with three arrivals and two departures. Let's hear first from defender Travis Akameya, who signed from Watford until January. He's been speaking to the club's official website.
Really excited to be here. My first loan, just looking to get men's football experience and hopefully help the team.
You've nicked my next question, which was, it's your first loan spell away from a parent club, but how much are you looking forward to the challenge?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge quite a lot. Obviously, I feel like men's football was the next step in my career, especially for my development. Yeah, I'm just looking just to come here and get experience and learn off the lads. So, yeah.
I guess it's a tricky decision as to when to do that, because you've got to find a balance in that between making sure you develop as a player, but also not making that jump too early. Obviously, feel this is the right time to go and try it.
Yeah, I felt like under 21s football was getting quite easy. Wasn't really giving me enough of a challenge, and I feel like now was a perfect time in my career to make that step up and hopefully look to impress and help the team.
Well, let's talk about your career, because obviously you're on loan from Watford. I believe you've had two spells there, interjected with a spell at Chelsea. Just talk us through your career up to now.
So I signed for Watford as a schoolboy. I think it was under 15s. Had a good two seasons there, and then Chelsea came and picked me up. Left at under 16, was there for about Chelsea for 3 years. Left recently in the last transfer window, joined back to Watford, and yeah, been there since.
Johnny Smith has also signed a season-long loan from Wigan.
It's a good setup, yeah. I'm really excited to get going. Just can't wait to get going, really.
I'm sure you had options to go elsewhere. Why specifically have you chosen Gillingham as your next move?
The manager has been a big fan of mine in the past. So yeah, really, he persuaded me as well, and yeah, the team looks like they're flying at the minute. So hopefully, I can come and help them stay up there. Yeah.
Geographically, it's a bit of a move for you. Does that come into your thinking at all, or on this occasion, not so much?
I think football's a short career, and to take on new opportunities and new adventures is something I'm excited for. So yeah, so bring it on, really. Yeah.
So you're here for the season. I appreciate you've not met all the lads today, but for the people that you have met, how have they made you feel welcome?
Yeah, mainly the staff I've met today, they've been welcoming, just done a few tests in the gym. And yeah, get meet the rest of the lads tomorrow.
Fellow winger Gareth McCleary has also agreed a deal for a year. Meantime, Jack Nolan has left the club, while Joe Bode has joined Luton Town for an undisclosed fee. And Gillingham are back in action tonight. They're taking a break from the league and welcome Fulham's under-21s in the EFL Trophy. Manager Gareth Ainsworth spoke to reporter Matthew Panting after the weekend's victory at Oldham Athletic.
And despite the injuries you mentioned, you can still turn around to your bench and you've still got plenty of experience and players that can come on and do something for you.
Yeah, definitely. We just Johnny and Nelson, we got Seb coming back, Shadrach, he's very close, Ewan Williams, you know. We've got players who can make big impacts, you know, and obviously Marcus Wiley, Lenny Serino, you know, some first team players. So I'm quite pleased with where we are. It's just now we've got to make sure that we're not short of numbers and we're dipping into too many young boys when we get into that second stage of the season, like I say.
And Tuesday's game, is that almost a game you don't want at this stage?
It's there, we have to do it, so we'll see which way we want to use this game, but it's a game we have to go into, and obviously you can earn good money and go far in that cup, but it can be a bit of a hindrance sometimes as well. The group stages can be quite thick and fast, so let's get through these first, and I'm sure you'll see some young boys playing, but also you'll have to see some experienced players playing as well.
Kickoff tonight is at 7. We'll have reaction to the result in tomorrow's episode of the podcast. And the draw has been made for the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, with Maidstone United set to travel to face Folkestone Invicta. Teams from National League South enter the competition at this stage. Ashford United will face Chatham Town, and Ebbsfleet has been drawn against Ashford Town. You can find the full list of fixtures at Kent Online. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials, plus you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk, and whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories, and if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, or one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. We'll